There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 15th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We have an ugly Monday slate. It's interesting. It's not as ugly as past slates, but pitching-wise, disastrous. Seven-game main slate, eight-game all-game because Cleveland has to start their game like, you know, half hour, 45 minutes early, and DraftKings can't adjust to that for some reason. So we don't get to use Chris Archer or Carrasco. The pitching, there will be some good starts. So that's why I'm going to name a lot of names that can be very intriguing. There is a great chance you're not going to use your whole salary. You can have every great bat under the sun, or you can go different and get good pieces of the lineup. Like, say you're going the Mets, for instance, instead of going Jay Bruce, you go Neil Walker and Asdrubal Cabrera. There's ways to make this interesting because everyone's going to be able to afford every big bat. Am I saying avoid all the big bats? No. If you want to make a lineup with all big bats, go for it, because there should be a ton of offense on tonight's slate. If you look at the overall totals on these games, we have Atlanta, Toronto, 9. Houston, Miami, 9. Mets, Diamondbacks, 9.5. White Sox, Angels, 8.5. A's, Mariners, 8. Brewers, Padres, 7.5. For some reason, Dodgers, Giants. Still don't have one yet, and it's probably because McCarthy's coming off the DL, but that one will probably be around 7, 7.5 also, because it's just typical night game San Francisco matchup. But even in those big total games, you can get a little weird if you want to. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to go over the pitching. And like I said, I'm going to put a lot of names out there and with reasons why, because I could see the pros and cons to a handful of these guys. And I'll let you know which ones I really, really like. One I like is Brandon McCarthy, $9,100, coming off the DL at San Francisco. The part I don't like is the coming off the DL part. But he had a minor back injury, like we talked about on Around the Bases last week. Minor back injury. He tweaked it when he was lifting weights. Wasn't pitching related. He said he could have pitched. The team's got such an excess of starting pitchers, it wasn't drastic to them. He got hit around a bit in his last start against Philadelphia, but prior to that, at Arizona and home against Arizona. And then at the Cubs, he pitched outstanding. He's been really, really good this year. Three earned runs or less in five of his six starts this season. Pretty darn good stuff for Mr. McCarthy. Good strikeouts as well. On the season, McCarthy is striking out 24% of the batters he's facing. Now, the Giants only strike out a little over 20% of the time. Like I always report, one of the worst WOBAs in all the baseball, 275 against right-handed pitching. They hit really well yesterday, like extremely well. Denard Span came off the DL over the weekend. He raked. Buster Posey's hitting well. Belt's showing power. The Giants' bats over the weekend looked really good. So if you believe in the hot trend, McCarthy could be very scary. But he's in a really good spot tonight, and definitely worth a look. You'll never want to pay or rarely pay that price tag for McCarthy, but tonight he's your top price option at $9,100. The next one I'm looking at is Sean Manaea, $8,300 at Seattle. This one, I'm more worried than I was with McCarthy just for the fact he's coming off the DL and he only had a four-inning rehab start. So that doesn't scream greatness, but they just wanted to make sure he was, you know, on track. Things were looking good. He could have pitched yesterday, but they wanted to keep the rotations in line. He's kind of taken Jarrell Cotton's spot in the rotation, who they sent down. It was a shoulder issue. I might have a little bit of him tonight. I think he's in a really good spot. He pitched great against them at home two starts ago. Six innings, five hits, one earned, six Ks. Big strikeout arm. Prior to his start in Anaheim where he left with an injury, he had six, six, and 10 Ks in his three prior starts, Seattle, Houston, and at Texas. So he's pitching really, really well before he left with his shoulder injury. If you want to see how the injury is healing, I have no problem with that, but Manaea is in a really good spot against Seattle. Manaea is striking out 21.6% of the batters he faces. Seattle is only striking out 16% of the time against lefties, but they only have a wOBA of 295, which is almost below league average. So Manaea does look good. Cano's been out injured. If he's still out, that helps a ton. Interesting spot, to say the least. Joe Musgrove. I'll mention Dan Sterling against Houston. Houston's come off a doubleheader yesterday, traveling from a late night in New York, given it's not that bad of a trip to Miami. But if the lineup is bad, Straley could be worth it. But otherwise, Houston's swinging a hot bat. They hit righties very well. Straley has the huge K upside. I get it. I'm avoiding it, but I'm just throwing that out there. But I do like Joe Musgrove in that matchup. He's $8,100 against the Marlins. Coming off six innings, four hits, two earned, four Ks against Atlanta. Four Ks or more in four straight starts. That's his biggest thing. He's not the biggest of strikeout arms, but definitely keeps you in games of late. He's striking out almost 20% of batters, while the Marlins strike out a little over 20% of the time. League average 306 wOBA against righties. Like I always tell you, there's not a ton to be scared about in that lineup. You know, you got Stanton, Ozuna, Yelich. Gordon's hitting at the bottom of the order. Realmuto hits righties pretty well. Dietrich's kind of hitting for the most part. Now he's playing for Prado. But as a whole, it's a good pitcher's park in Miami. And Musgrove on a night like tonight, $8,100, definitely, definitely in play. We move on to the 8K and under pitchers. And these are the pitchers I actually like probably the most tonight. And that's kind of scary. But we're going to kick it off with Mr. Jesse Chavez of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, $7,800 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Chavez coming off a nice 5 2/3, three hits, two earned, five Ks at Oakland, four Ks or more in three of his last four starts. The only one he didn't, we had three Ks when he got hit around at Texas, but he pitched great against Houston, great against Toronto, going up against a White Sox team. I know they've been swinging it pretty well of late. But we'll look at it. They're striking out 24% of the time with a very, very, very bad league wOBA. Worse than the Giants. Worse. They're the worst on the board tonight of 274 against right-handed pitching. Chavez striking out 21.5% of the right-handed batters he faces, period. Heavy favorite. Could be a chalky play. I don't mind it. Like I said, the White Sox as a whole seem to be hitting better, but still it's mainly against lefties, not righties. On a night like tonight, you got to play the trash, and Chavez is towards the top of the trash pile. And big strikeout potential against this White Sox lineup in a nice ballpark in Anaheim. I will definitely be rolling out mucho Jesse Chavez tonight. Next up on that list, Zach Wheeler will be very chalky in my opinion. He's been pitching well, but he's been walking the world. Walking the world in Chase Field is a scary predicament. Not saying he won't have a good start tonight, because Pollock and Peralta left yesterday's game, so the lineup could be sketchy. I still won't touch Zach Wheeler. If he goes off, more power to him. But I will be going to Yovani Gallardo, $6,900. Yes, Yovani Gallardo. I said it. $6,900, nice, at home against the Oakland A's. Three earned runs or less in three of his last four. He pitched in Oakland four starts back, six and a third, four hits, one earned, seven Ks. He's been pitching outstanding, good ground ball to fly ball ratio. Got hit around a little bit, like not a ton against Philly. Just didn't strike out anybody. His last day only had one K against Philadelphia in Philadelphia. But Gallardo at home in that pitcher-friendly Safeco Park going up against the A's. The A's are striking out 24.5% of the time, a league average 311 wOBA versus righties. Gallardo's biggest problem, he's walking almost 11% of the batters he's facing. So like Wheeler, he's got the walking problem, but unlike Wheeler, he's in a very nice pitcher's ballpark in Safeco instead of Chase, and he's not facing a lineup like Arizona. He's facing the A's. Given the A's, you know, they hit Griffin yesterday, but as a whole, like they couldn't hit Nick Martinez the other day. The A's as a whole, we talk about how many times they try to stack them and they let us down. This will probably be the night now that I go pitching against them. They go off, but Gallardo at $6,900, the value's there. He'll be extremely low owned in my opinion because people will be looking elsewhere. They'll be paying for Zach Wheeler and the others. I like Gallardo a lot at $6,900, just mainly ownership wise. The biggest part about tonight's slate, because the pitching is so bad, or if you want to say so evenly matched, because they're kind of all on the same bad scale. They all could be okay to good. They all could get blown up. That finding that lower owned guy that does really well is going to be the key. And I feel Gallardo is going to be one of them. I could be completely off there, but I like Gallardo in this respect. Chavez, I think, will be a little more chalky, but I don't mind him. I think he's in one of the better matchups, period, tonight. But Gallardo, definitely a big fan of. Chase Anderson, $6,800 at the San Diego Padres. Liking Chase quite a bit tonight. ERA below 3, and he's been pitching a lot in Milwaukee. That is outstanding for starters. Coming off 4 2/3, 9 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks against the Red Sox. He's been striking out 4 or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. Last 2 starts, he got a little rough with the walks and the hits, but prior to that, pitching very, very well to start the season against some very tough competition in Miller Ballpark. Now he gets to go to Petco, which is always a beautiful thing. He's going up against the Padres, who strike out almost 25% of the time against righties, have a team wOBA of 295, which is almost below league average. Chase Anderson's in a great spot tonight. He might be a little chalky as well. Don't mind it. Padres swung a great bat in Chicago against the White Sox, so maybe they're heating up. Maybe this comes to backfire. But for one, Petco is not Chicago. And two, Chase Anderson is, I wouldn't say better than all the pitchers they faced, but he's at least equal to, if not better, than most of the pitchers he faced. Like Quintana is better than him, but outside of that, we could debate. So Chase Anderson at $6,800, definitely on my list. Luis Perdomo, $6,600. He's not going to light the world on fire. He only strikes out a little less than 17% of the guys he faces. This is always a predicament with Milwaukee. You should know it by now. They strike out a ton, almost 25% of the time, but their team wOBA is 324 against righties. It's actually gone down quite a bit. Still, they crush it, but we're left Miller Park again. We're in San Diego. Perdomo has actually pitched pretty well, and you're talking $6,600. You're not looking for the light the world on fire. If he lights the world on fire, $6,600, well, shit, we're rolling. But 3 earned runs or less in 4 straight starts. He's got 5 innings or more in 4 straight, 6 or more in 3 straight. 7-5-5-5. Those are his K numbers in the last 4. If he keeps the walks down, he's fine. His ground ball to fly ball ratio is amazing. 10-0 at Texas, 12-1 against Colorado, 13-2 at San Francisco, 8-4 at Miami. Great ground ball to fly ball. That limits your wOBA right there for you, folks. And his last 3 starts, 14.9, 16.7, 17.3 DraftKings points against the Rangers, Rockies, and at Giants. So Perdomo could be a very sneaky, sneaky play because people see Milwaukee and they run for Z Hills. The one thing I will mention also is the Brewers have the second lowest implied team total on the night of 3.66. If you take out the Rays-Indians game, so the 7-game main slate, the Brewers have the lowest team total on the slate, and Perdomo is only $6,600. So Perdomo could be a very, very sneaky, nice play. Like, I could definitely get involved in some, like, combinations of Chavez, Gallardo, Anderson, and Perdomo. Obviously not Anderson and Perdomo in the same lineup, but I could get behind these things. I'm going to mention a name, Zach Godley. A lot of people will like him because he's been pitching very well. I will tinker with him on the road. I cannot do it in Arizona. He has pitched very well. I will not take that away from him. The Mets have a lot of lefties that can mash righties. if he pitches great again tonight, more power to him. Maybe the Mets throw out a crappy lineup and I change my mind later. But lefties are hitting 372 against him. And in that ballpark, against that, you saw what the Mets did in Milwaukee. Walker's heating up and stuff. I'm staying away from that. Matt Cain is tempting. The Dodgers rake right-handed pitching also. So Matt Cain is tempting. I'm throwing that out there. It's very tempting, but I probably will not go there. Another cheap one that'll be extremely low-owned. Cain will be low-owned, but another one is Mike Bolsinger at 6K for the Jays against the Braves. Bolsinger striking out 20% of the guys he faces. Braves striking out 20% of the time. The thing is, lefties and righties are crushing Bolsinger, but small sample because he's been pitching on the bullpen for the most part. But in that ballpark, you got Freddie Freeman. And then you kind of, it's a hit and miss between Kemp and, you know, Markakis and Inciarte. They've done most of their damage at home this year. So if you want to get weird with Bolsinger, I get it. I totally get it. I wouldn't say no to it. But I told you the four I'm going to be focusing with and sprinkling some other guys, but I can get behind Bolsinger. I'll tell you that much. I can definitely get behind it. So the pitchers I'm looking at tonight, you know, McCarthy at the Giants at 9,100 is definitely worth a look. Manaea, I'm hesitant, but I can get behind at 8,300 at Seattle. I like Musgrove, 8,100 at Miami. My wheelhouse of four, Chavez, 7,800 versus the White Sox. Gallardo, 6,900 versus the A's. Chase Anderson, 6,800 versus at San Diego. Perdomo, 6,600 versus Milwaukee. Then I don't mind Bolsinger at 6K versus Toronto. Now, all those price tags tell you something, right? Like I told you, you can get every bat under the sun tonight. It is redonkulous. So we're going to break it down for you. But like I said, you don't have to get every expensive bat. You're going to want to be different somewhere. So just keep that in mind. We go to the catcher's position. First base catcher eligible, Mr. Buster Posey, 4,100 against Brandon McCarthy. Posey had a huge weekend walk-off on Friday night. Just keeps raking. He's been hitting really well since, you know, returning from his little boo-boo. Yeah, Evan Gattis for Straley at 37. Yosmani Grandal against the right-handed pitching Matt Cain at 35 is worth the look. Mentioned JT Realmuto hits right-handed pitching very well. He's 3,400. Usually been hitting towards the top of that Miami order lately, so keep that in mind. Jet Bandy's up to 3,300 versus Perdomo. You got Chris Herman. If he's starting versus Wheeler, he's catcher outfield eligible at 3,200 is tempting. I like Brian McCann at 3,200 versus Dan Straley. That's a heck of a price tag for the production you can get from McCann. It's a really good price, actually, for Brian McCann. Steven Vogt at 3,100 versus Gallardo. He's got a little pretty good past history against Gallardo. Small sample, but he's hitting well. He's 3,100. Tyler Flowers, 2,900 versus Bolsinger is an interesting look for a pretty decent hitting catcher this year, under-the-radar hitting catcher. You got our New York catchers, Plawecki, 2,900. He had a good night the other night for me for a value catcher. He's not there all the time, but he's nice. Pena for Milwaukee also at 28 versus Perdomo. There's my other Mets guy. Rivera's been swinging it really well when he's in the lineup. He's 2,600. He's like batting over like 400 the last couple weeks. So keep Rene Rivera and Plawecki in mind. Going over to first base, Goldschmidt, 5,200. He double-donged yesterday. Had a huge weekend against Pittsburgh, going up against Wheeler in Arizona. Freeman against Bolsinger in Toronto, 4,900. The ball does fly, folks. Jose Abreu, 4,800 versus Jesse Chavez. Eric Thames, 4,800 versus Perdomo. Jay Bruce versus Godley, first base outfield eligible, 4,700. Will Myers versus Chase Anderson, 46. Myers had a big weekend in Chicago. Good start to the year. Cody Bellinger versus Matt Cain, first base outfield eligible, 4,400. You got Yonder Alonso, who has hit Gallardo very, very well in his career. I got the numbers right here for you. 10 for 28, four doubles, and a home run. That's a 357 clip. Yonder is $4,100. I mentioned Posey already. Duda, I got to see more from him, but he's only 4K. He's one of those low-owned guys that no one will play, but he's hitting far down in the order. It's kind of frustrating. Justin Smoke, Toronto. They may be chalky tonight, but they are in a great spot against Bartolo Colon. It's just been a mess. Smoke's 3,900. Kendrys Morales is also on Toronto and first base eligible. He's 36. I love some Kendrys tonight at $3,600. That is some of the cheapest price tagging you've seen on him in a long time, and he's facing Bartolo Colon. They're pricing him like he's facing an ace right now. It's pretty crazy. Brandon Belt, big weekend. He's on fire, went yard again yesterday. Like really, really hitting the ball well. First base outfield eligible, $3,600. Supposed to be a little chilly and maybe some moisture in the air in the Bay Area tonight, though. So check the weather. The ball does not fly much at night. I don't care how much the wind is blowing out. There might be home runs, but it doesn't fly as much as you think it would. So keep that in mind. Justin Bour versus Musgrove. Bour had a big week, and he's 3,100. Not as big on him tonight, but he's hot. When he's hot, he's streaky. You ride him. Yuli Gurriel hits righties pretty well. He's 3,100 versus Straley. Sneaky low-owned option. Remember, if you don't want to use all your salary, I'm talking you leave a few grand on the table. It's not the end of the world. You just do it. You can still get really good lineups, and you'll be way different than everybody else. And if those guys hit, that's how you're going to win a GPP tonight, because everyone's going to have the big names. I keep reiterating it. You're going to have to make a lineup where you go, ew, these names don't look good. But if these names that don't look good hit, that's how you're going to make your money. And you're going to do it with like $3,000 on the table, potentially, unless every chalky guy hits a home run or two. And if that's the case, you didn't have a chance anyways. That's just the way it rolls. Like, if everyone's hitting home runs, there's nothing you can do about it. Just bottom line. That's just the shits for the night. Second base, Jose Altuve, 5K. Johnny VR, 4,500. He's 5-for-5 lifetime versus Perdomo. Extremely small sample, but that's pretty crazy. Robbie Cano, still day-to-day. He's 4,400 versus Manaea. Neil Walker, huge weekend in Milwaukee. Heating up a ton. He's 4,200. I like him quite a bit. Everyone overlooks him continuously. And on a night when people can pay for anybody they want, they'll probably go to Altuve or VR. Walker's in a much better ballpark to hit in against Godley, like I told you earlier. I'll give you those numbers again real quick. When it comes to Mr. Godley, where the heck is it? I just looked at it. Oh, there it is. Left-handed bats are hitting 372 against him this year. So keep him in mind. You got D. Gordon, 4,100 towards the bottom of the order there for the fish, which kind of sucks. Jed Lowry, 3,600 versus Gallardo. And Hervis Solarte, 3,600. Brandon Drury swinging a really good stick. He's 3,500 versus Wheeler. He always gets overlooked. Keep that in mind. One thing with Mr. Wheeler. First off, D-backs have the highest implied total at 4.84 on the slate. Lefties hit Wheeler at 315 average. Righties do struggle against him. I will throw that one out there. Joe Panik, 3,400 versus McCarthy. Panik's always a nice play. This doesn't have that big power upside, which tonight you're going to want the power upside. Like I said, when everybody can, if you are going to take the cheaper guys, you want the power upside. I'm not saying that they're big home run hitters. They're not Mike Trouts, but you want the power upside. And one with sneaky power upside is Danny Espinosa of the Angels. I wanted to mention him because he's facing Mike Pelfrey. Pelfrey is a gas can, but he's a weird gas can that seems to limit damage. It's a weird predict. Either gets blown up or he'll give up a lot of hits but not run. Like, he's very frustrating to stack against. But I wanted to mention Espinosa. Small sample, but he's 6-for-13 lifetime with a double and a home run. He can be one of those weird plays at 3K against him that most people won't look at. So something to think about there when you're going that direction. Heading over to the third base position, you got Jake Lamb against Wheeler. You always love Lamb, especially in Arizona versus Variety at 4,700. Jose Reyes, 4,200 versus Godley, third base shortstop eligible. Justin Turner versus Kane, 4,100. Eduardo Nunez, a couple stolen bases yesterday. He's 4K. Kyle Seager, 3,900. Todd Frazier, 3,800. He was hot like a week or two ago. He's kind of cooling down again. You got to ride the waves when you get him. Schimpf versus Anderson, 3,800. Travis Shaw is day-to-day versus Perdomo at 37. You got Louis Valbuena, another potential cheaper off-the-wall home run guy. First base, third base eligible at 3,500 against Pelfrey. Trevor Plouffe, 3,400 versus Gallardo. A couple knocks against him in his career. Marwin Gonzalez, third base outfield eligible at 3,400 versus Straley. That power potential there. Adonis Garcia of Atlanta, he's 3,300 versus Bolzinger, sneaky power as well. Spangenberg, third base outfield eligible for the Padres at 3,300. There's Derek Dietrich, I mentioned him earlier, he's swinging a decent 3K versus Musgrove. That'll do it at the third base position. Heading over to shortstop, that Carlos Correa at 4,900, Corey Seager at 46, Gene Segura at 44, mentioned Jose Reyes. Drew Cabrera is day-to-day. He's 4,100. He's a very nice play if he's in the lineup. Mentioned Nunez. You got Chris Owings from Arizona. Outfield shortstop eligible, 3,900. We like him more against the lefty, but he's not the end of the world versus a righty. Hernan Perez, 3,500. He's been swinging a great stick, hitting in the middle of that order with Braun out. Really good bat. Outfield shortstop eligible at 3,500. Brandon Crawford, 3,400. And that's going to be pretty close to the end of the line here. You can roll the dice with Ryan Goings at 2,900. It's just he hits towards the bottom of the order, but a lefty bat against Cologne, always intriguing. Nick Ahmed at 2,500 versus Wheeler playing shortstop is always intriguing if he's in the lineup, but you don't really need to be that cheap tonight. But remember, if you want to be different, totally get it. Going to the outfield, Mike Trout, 5,400. He's homered in three straight games. He's always a great play, definitely tonight. Jay Bruce, 47. Michael Conforto, 46, also in play. Springer double-donged last night. He's 46. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty is always a great play. He's 45. Stanton, 45. Bautista is on fire right now. $4,400 versus Cologne. That's a solid play, a part of a Jays stack. Bellinger, 44. Mentioned him. Christian Yelich, 4,200 versus Musgrove. K with a Chris Davis is 4,100 versus Gallardo. Jock Jams up to 4K versus Matt Cain. Matt Kemp, 3,900 versus Bolsinger. You could look into Ben Gamel, 3,900 versus Manaea. Cole Calhoun, 3,800 versus Pelfrey. Marcell Ozuna, 3,800. It's a good price tag for Ozuna. Keon Broxton's hot. He's 3,800. Ezekiel Carrera, not a bad play. Not the big power upside you're talking about, but sneaky part of a Toronto stack at 3,700. Cameron Maimon, no. Avisel Garcia's 3,700 versus Jesse Chavez. Endurance Yarte, 3,600 versus Bolsinger. Carlos Beltran, 3,600 versus Straley. Remember, Houston's going to be losing the DH, so keep an eye on that. Beltran might get some time off this week. Kevin Pillar is on fire. I walked off homer yesterday. He's 3,500. That price tag stays low, and I love it. Denard Span, mentioned him. He's 3,500, swinging a really, really hot stick. Josh Reddick, 3,400 versus Straley is definitely a nice play against him. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez. Matt Joyce had a big day on Sunday. He's 3,200 versus Gallardo. And as we get down to the value, not too much to worry about down here. You won't need it. There's just not much. Heredia of Seattle against the lefty Manaea is 2,700 if you need to go that direction. Shouldn't need to. But yep, that'll do it in the outfield position. So there's your bats on tonight's slate. We've gone over all seven games. Pitching, again, McCarthy, 9,100 at the Giants. Manaea, 8,300 at Seattle. Seattle implied team total 4.09. Musgrove, 8,100 at Miami. Miami team total 4.49. Jesse Chavez, 7,800 versus the White Sox. White Sox, 3.84. Gallardo, 6,900 versus Oakland. Oakland, 3.91. Chase Anderson, 6,800 versus San Diego. San Diego, 3.84. You got Perdomo versus Milwaukee. Milwaukee, 3.66. Bolsinger versus Toronto, or versus Atlanta. Atlanta, 4.31. Real quick, your barrels. There's just a couple guys tonight. There's one in your top 25. It's Chase Anderson. He's 11th overall. He's getting barreled up 1.8% of the time with a 3.1 barrel FIP. Outstanding stuff there. So another reason to like Chase Anderson in San Diego. Very, very limited barrel exposure. In the bottom 25, 13th worst, Bartolo Colon of a barrel FIP of 5.06. He's getting barreled up 6.63% of the time. If you've watched any Bartolo starts, you've noticed he's getting crushed. And 24th on this list is Joe Musgrove, 4.61 barrel FIP, 4.97% of the time he is getting barreled. So that gives you your Joe Musgrove hate for the day. Stacking Dodgers versus righty and Canes, always intriguing. It's not my top option, but it's intriguing. Tough ballpark there. Toronto versus Cologne is great. Lefties hitting 343 against Cologne, righties 301. Implied team total of 4.69, second highest on the slate. Don't hate Joey Bats, who's on fire. Kendrys Morales, sneaky, sneaky good option. If you don't want to go Kendrys, even sneakier at first base will be Justin Smoke, because I think most would go to Kendrys. So Smoke, definitely a nice look there. Arizona versus Wheeler, I like, because everyone's going to be, I think a lot of people are going to want to pitch Wheeler tonight. Goldie, Lamb, and then look and see if Peralta and Pollock are in the lineup. You can just do a Goldie, Lamb 1-2 punch if you want. They might be chalky, but I like it tonight. Mets versus Godley in that one. Godley's been pitching well, like I said, but lefty's hitting 372, righty's hitting 324. It's just that ballpark is freaky nasty. And the Mets have been hitting. Now they get shut down. More power to Godley. Good job. And you definitely move up the rankings on my board. I said I'd use you on the road. If you were in New York tonight, I'd be pitching you. But in Arizona, I'm very hesitant. And give me Jay Bruce, Conforto, Neil Walker, Cabrera. Just move around, look at the value catchers, see how the lineup is constructed. You can make a nice little stack there. Angels versus Pelfrey. I'm just letting you know, Pelfrey somehow limits damage. I don't know how. But lefty's hitting 377, righty's hitting 365. Angels offense is just so frustrating. Love Mike Trout as always. If you want to sprinkle some other guys, knock yourself out. But I just play Trout by himself. But if you want to Angel stack it, go for it. Their team total is 466. It's a pretty good team total. Houston versus Straley. See what the lineup brings out. It could be very nice. A lot of people will like Dan Straley tonight for his strikeout upside. Righties are hitting 316 off of Straley. Lefties struggling a little bit. But like I told you already, Houston mashes right-handed pitching. So there you go on that one. Houston could definitely be a nice play. Team total of 4-5-1. The list goes on and on. You could use almost anybody tonight. Scary good options all over the board. So there you have it. Your Monday 7-game slate. Don't forget you have Tampa Bay at Cleveland as an 8-game all day, starting about a half hour to an hour earlier. Archer versus Carrasco, both over 11K on DraftKings. So there's your expensive pitching for the day. But on our 7-game slate, should be a good one. Good luck to you all tonight. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Good luck. Hope you win some money. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 15th edition. I am at BDIntric. Hit me up with any questions, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Good luck.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.